a mortal to my fountain so that I may meet them for myself. Lower them here so that they may sit, nearly immersed. Now leave us. Welcome, human. It has been many years since one has reached my domain. Normally, it is impossible for a mortal to find such a place. But you knew it was not a place to find with your body, but a place to discover in your soul. I can sense it in you. A strength of mind, of spirit. It sets you apart from the others. I am the sea, the soul of water, a living being that embodies the life-giving element. Some have sought power from me, others, secrets. But you come from something different, something personal. Your body isn't like others. The moment you entered my pool, I felt the tension, the changes you've experienced. Let me feel your body. Worry not. The sensations you may feel are simply tendrils of my waters surrounding you. Feeling every fabric of your whole being. As I speak, I shall apply pressure to all the places you may need. You may need to help you relax entirely, to soothe you. Tell me, mortal, do you wish for me to change you? Mold you into something else? Regardless of what you wish for, there is one thing you must know above all. That once you leave this place, I wish for you to understand. My child, you are worthy. You are worthy of so much in this world. Worthy of knowledge, worthy of power, and most of all, you are worthy of love. You have endured much, that much I can tell. No matter your movements, your sight, strong nor little, present or absent, you are worthy. I wish to show you this, as I would never tell you such a truth without giving you the belief to match it. Let me come closer, sweet human. Feel not just my tendrils, but my hands as well. The seas are all around you, unchanging, with the tide moving in to meet you and out to call you. That is what I am. A being that no matter what you are, no matter your body, your form, your state, as I am formless, unless I choose to be otherwise. Your mind is the same, a network of billions of pieces, working as one, so complicated, so complex and wonderful, that it shines brighter than any star. I brought you here, my lovely human, because your mind is what I care for. Your mind is what makes you radiant. No matter what your physical form may be, it is strong. I need to theorize as I sense you in full, and you are beautiful. I did not expect you to understand right away, but I simply wish for you to consider my words long after you leave this place. Whether I heal any wound, any condition, any self-perceived flaw you believe you have, I know you as you are, and care for you as you are, without question. Your worth is immeasurable. Perfect. You are worthy of the world and love. I only wish to prove that to you now. To feel you as my own. To pleasure you the way you desire. May I feel you. I may be the queen of death, but I would never touch a being that did not wish for it. Please allow me to give you this gift. Breathe, my sweet human. Breathe. Let my smooth tendrils of divine water tease your most sensitive areas. Gently. Carefully. Feel the healing warmth as they gently move along you. The softness. Coiling around it to give full, beautiful pleasure. Simply rest and let the divine waters fulfill your every need, no matter your form, your worries. Feel them wash away. If even for a moment, while the subtle tingling sensation of my tendrils entices the body and mind, I can feel your past, your present and future. I can feel the stresses of life weighing on your shoulders. Let the strength of the sea remove the pressure with my gentle care. Whether you feel a burst of pleasure or the long, steady road of sensation, I will follow the flow of your needs. Feel the way of my pull that gently lap against your body, forward and back, just as I massage your cock up and down once and again. Feel us become one as everything beyond us falls away. The memories of times beyond my caverns, the sounds of the cavern itself, even until the only sensations that exist in your world are my voice and my touch. Count down from 10, and when I reach the end, you will feel free from all things, free for your mind to let go. Breathe, my dear human, breathe so that you may slowly slip into a lovely rest. In and out. 9. There you go. Wonderful. Listen to me. 8. Rest, my wife. into the flowing water. The subtle sound of my tendrils beneath the surface. Six. Feel them coil. Gently squeeze you. And let go. Five. Almost there. The warmth of the pool is all you need. Four. Be one with me. One with the sea. Where your worries may wash away. Three. You are wonderful, perfect, my wonderful wave that left and came back to me. Two, let go, my sweet human, let go of everything now. You are not, you are worthy of care. Of love and one. There, my dear, perfectly at rest. Let the pleasure sink in as you do with the waters. There's no need to end with a burst, as I accept you no matter the case. I am simply glad that I could help you feel more at rest, more worthy, and simply satisfied. You may stay as long as you wish, because here you are home. You are a child of the sea. No matter what happens, no matter what changes, the sea changes with you. Shh, hush now. Rest in my waters, and you will always feel at home.